Culex pipiens is an important mosquito that has been implicated in the transmission of West Nile virus. Indeed, since its introduction to the United States in 1999, it has consistently spread from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. Therefore, surveillance of this mosquito is very important. Indeed, work by Mike Service has reviewed several traps that can be used to in its surveillance. And Dan Klein, who's in this audience, has also reviewed quite a number of traps in this case. So different traps have their limitations. I mean, most of them target the feeding mosquitoes that bite human beings or animals. Now, the importance of sugar feeding has been overlooked for a very long time, and yet it's such an important aspect of mosquito survival. Of course, blood feeding behavior is important because that's how mosquitoes transmit disease to human beings. So our objective in this study was to identify plants that mosquitoes use for nectar. These are the plants that mosquitoes visit periodically. And to make extracts from these plants and test them in the CFG traps. The CFG trap is pretty similar to what, it's actually the same thing that the previous speaker spoke about, the MMX traps. But it's a more descriptive way of naming them because it's a counterflow kind of mechanism of action where air is blown down the trap with attractive volatiles and mosquitoes are sucked in. So this is exactly what the previous speaker had. That's our CFG trap right there. So some of the flowers we had in the field, which we have observed feeding in, mosquito feeding on, are the daisy fleabane, which is quite common in the Ohio area. That's goldenrod right here. This is the common milkweed. Queen Anne's lace, dogbane, and snake root. So that's where we focused our attention, making extracts from these plants. So we then collected headspace from plants from the plants that I just showed you, and then analyzed them using the GCMS machine on the right there. So what we would have is the plant and the fibers exposed, and we collected the headspace from that specific plant like that. We then made extracts, pentane extracts of these plant volatiles, and compared the headspace from the plants to the extracts we had created using the pentane. Then for our assays, we did experiments in a mesocosm, which is just a screenhouse about, I'll show you on the next slide. Then we also tried to develop blends modeled against those extracts and plant volatiles. So what we came up with was a series of peaks here. This is the daisy fleabane with several terpenoids that we got from the SPME analysis of the headspace. This is one we have of the milkweed, the common milkweed. We repeated the same with the Canada goldenrod. This is now a comparison between our extract our floral headspace and the extract that we made. And what we were trying to achieve here was a consistency, as you can see in both cases, before trying these in the mesocosm experiments. So we definitely saw that there were common peaks in different flowers. There are definitely some chemicals that occurred commonly in the different flowers. And we also saw that there are certain volatile compounds that were unique to the particular flowers as well. So the mesocosm, as I alluded before, is just a small greenhouse, which was 2.4 by 1.8 meters, and it's about 8 feet in height. So we placed our CFG traps on opposite ends. This is just a resting area for the mosquitoes. And then we assayed the Daisy Fleabane extract in this setup. The results from the mesocosm wasn't significant, but there was definitely a sex ratio difference there. From 270 mosquitoes released, 50-50 sex ratio, we definitely had significantly more females responding than males. Now, when we created a blend, which is from pure compound, we definitely attracted a significant number of mosquitoes to our treatment, which was the blend, than the control traps. So we tried to replicate this in the field, and well, the blend did not perform as well, but we definitely saw something which we hoped we would see, that all physiological states were attracted to our treatment. That's the blend in that case. So in summary, and for future direction, we found that plants definitely have unique and shared volatiles. Those are the volatile organic compounds. We want to work on optimizing the release rates for our next steps. That's where we were seeing differences in mesocosm and field experiments. And one good thing that we showed here was there was a demonstrated attraction of mosquitoes from all physiological states to our field traps. In acknowledgement, these are some of the people that helped in the work in both the mesocosm and field experiments. So I'll open the floor for questions. Yes, please. Thank you. Sorry, how many flowers?
How many
plants
did you do each of those tests?
Let me just go back to.
What was the sample size per plant? I'm asking.
For each test?
Well, no, to get the GC mass spec profile.
So, how many is this based on? This is based on one flower head in.
No, I understand that, but how many of those did you do for each of the plants?
Oh, how many times was it repeated?
Yes.
About three times for the floral headspace. Yes. Yes, please.
Have you or are you going to compare efficacies of a floral baited trap versus a normal CBC trap? Or?
Yes, I haven't shown some preliminary results, but yeah, that's one of the things that we have done, and we'll definitely do next summer when we can place them. Traps in the field.
Was the headspace from living plants or from cotton plants?
We did both, and both of them were quite consistent. Yes?
How did you choose the chemical to test?
I'm sorry?
How did you choose
Okay. The question is, how did we choose the chemicals to test? We focused on the major peaks. Definitely there are several peaks that we found from the GCMS, but we focused our attention on the major peaks because we believe that this is the thing that's the volatiles that are produced in the highest amount and therefore might be implicated in the attraction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.